From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, A Timely Matter.
Time is going, why not make yourself a plan?
Daylight saving time has certainly received its share of attention this year, given the date change in North America and the technical requirements for people's computers.
Wait a minute, why are we talking about daylight saving time in a grammar podcast?
Yeah.
Awkward.
Well, we're talking about it because there are actually some linguistic components to daylight saving time.
And isn't it daylight savings time?
Yeah, and isn't there an apostrophe?
Great questions. First of all, there's no apostrophe. Secondly, it's just saving, not savings. Grammatically speaking, saving is used here as an adjective that modifies time.
Ooh, cool.
There are also variants in other countries to consider. For example, in the UK, it's called British Summer Time.
That's right. British Summer Time, or BST, is in effect from the last Sunday in March to the last Sunday in October. BST adds 1 hour to Greenwich Mean Time, or GMT. I'm Ewan Kerr, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Another name for GMT you may come across is Coordinated Universal Time, or UTC. The switch to summertime and back again applies on the same dates for all of the European Union, of which the UK is a member state. In North America, daylight saving time is observed from the second Sunday of March to the first Sunday in November. And it's worth noting that daylight saving time is not observed in Saskatchewan, Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and by most of Arizona.
And hey, don't forget the Virgin Islands.
Right, and the Virgin Islands. Now that we've firmly established daylight saving time, here's where the most important linguistic aspect comes into play. In a previous job, I sat near a woman who frequently updated her voicemail greeting with an expressive, beautifully articulated message.
Thank you for your message. My normal business hours are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time.
It sounded authoritative and impressive. Unfortunately, for a good chunk of the year, it was inaccurate. Once daylight saving time kicks in the spring, the word standard needs to be replaced by daylight. Thus,
Central Standard Time
becomes
Central Daylight Time.
Pacific Standard Time
becomes
Pacific Daylight Time.
And so on. The abbreviations change too. EST becomes EDT. And when daylight saving time ends in the autumn, standard comes back and replaces daylight. As such, documentation, printed and electronic communications, and yes, voicemail greetings will need to change to reflect this.
What a pain! That sounds expensive and time-consuming. Is there a better way?
Yes. One can avoid this confusion altogether by simply leaving out the standard and daylight designators. Eastern Time, or ET, Pacific Time, or PT, etc.
Or you could just move to the Virgin Islands.
Good point. To see a written version of this episode, visit our website by going to minnesotapublicradio.org and clicking on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. Source material for this episode comes from the California Energy Commission, from the National Research Council Canada, from webexhibits.org, from greenwichmeantime.com, and from the Gregg Reference Manual by William A. Sabin. This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Special thanks to you and Kara for making an appearance on this week's episode. Thanks as always to Corey Bussey and Amy Alt, the Grammatis Personae players. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, consider supporting it by becoming a member at minnesotapublicradio.org.